Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For everyone who's been complaining incessantly about winter weather, look our next guest up online and remind yourself how beautiful winter can be. You'll also find photos that remind you of what summer actually looks like. Jeremiah Watt is an adventure, sport, and climbing photographer. He gives a free public presentation at Black Hill State University. That's Wednesday today, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Jonas Hall, room 305. Watt is a 2005 Black Hill State University Photography Program alum. In 2012, he earned a Master of Fine Arts in Photography from the University of Utah. Recent photographic projects have taken him across the world to France, Spain, Costa Rica, Mexico, Argentina, and more. You can see his work for Patagonia and Eddie Bauer and find him online at jeremiahwattphotography.com. He's in Spearfish now, and he joins us on the phone. Jeremiah Watt, welcome to In the Moment.
Hello.
All right. So I'm already following you on Instagram and in love with your artwork after just being introduced to it this morning. Tell me how you got your start and how you sort of define yourself in, you know, in the marketplace and just in the work that you do so people know what they're getting when they hire you.
I would say that I am commercial photographer, I guess. I was going to try and give you some profound statement on that, but really it breaks down, I suppose. I'm a commercial photographer that specializes in authentic story-driven photography, yeah. Really.
Yeah. You have gone all over the world, and as I look at your pictures, can't even imagine how you got some of them. So when you're photographing someone else, you know, climbing, for example, how do you, how do you position yourself to get a good shot, stay safe, and get that authentic story that's not just a lovely picture of the scenery?
Ooh, how do you get up there? A lot of it is working with, the people that you're with. Hopefully they're friends and colleagues. And they set a rope, or you set a rope. A lot of it comes down to having a skill set similar to those of, you know, the people you're working with, whether it's climbing or fly fishing or whatever, to get up there in the first place.
And how do you capture that moment that makes it feel real? Because as I look at your work, there's a lot of there's a lot of just that moment where you caught just the right expression or just the right detail that does have that feel of authenticity.
Oh, man, and that, I think it's actually, participating in things that people want to be doing, for one, and are actually doing. It's, seldom posed, of course, on occasion things need to be redone a bit, but for the most part, ideally, you try and, be there like a fly on the wall and actually, get things happening while they're happening.
When did you know that this was something you wanted to do professionally and keep doing? It can't be an easy line of work.
It is not the easiest. It's definitely ideal. It's an enjoyable, very fulfilling way to make a living. When did I know? Probably 5-6 years ago when I had, so I had a son and had to come up with something. This is ideally what I wanted to do, and I jumped in with both feet, and so far I've been fortunate enough to make it happen.
So there's a picture of your son, I think, as I was researching online, and you were doing an interview with someone else and showed this picture that you captured when he fell and hurt himself. And
oh, yeah.
Did I get the right photo? Okay.
Yeah.
So he wipes out, and you take this shot of his face as he sort of, is scuffed up for the very first time. Tell me about that moment and what it means to you as a dad to sort of capture that image.
What does that mean? Yeah, that's
sorry.
A good one. That
I'm being too broad, yeah. Maybe.
No, it's all right. No, it's actually funny how that went down. He, he was, bleeding a bit there and whatnot. My wife was trying to touch him up, and I was like, "Hold on a second here."
And
I set him in the. Just the entrance to our little pop-up trailer that we had at the time, where it was black for a background with the light falling off. And it took, a handful of frames, And, yeah, I went back to cleaning him up. But it was such an amazing moment. You know, I couldn't really, yeah, let that slide by.
So what kind of work do you do now? Tell me about a recent photo journey.
A recent photo journey? God, it goes, you know, it definitely fluctuates. It's either, you know, straight crazy with, you know, travel or, yeah, not much of anything. In fact, really, I think the most of what I do is sitting in front of a computer and, you know, hoping to get back out. So I think most recently it's been, you know, some time in the Sierra in California. And then coming up, I'll be headed to Ixtlac, which is the southernmost road in Mexico. It's literally where, I guess, North America ends and Central America begins. It's right there on the border of Mexico and Belize. I think that's coming up in a week. We'll be down there fly fishing and pack rafting.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, the next thing.
And how do you find work? I mean, is it just, you know, you have clients and they refer you to someone else? How do you know what to say yes to?
Oh, man, I'll say yes to just about anything as long as it has a story and, you know, something. Yeah, something to entice me for sure. But, God, finding work is always tricky. You know, constantly beating on doors and answering phone calls and just trying to get, you know, my work out there in the hope that somebody, you know, sees it and, yeah, wants to have a conversation about possibility.
When you speak to students at Black Hills State, what are you going to focus on?
Ooh, that is actually still in the works. I've been asked to maybe just give a little background, you know, on some early photos and then just bring it up to date.
Yeah. Have you watched yourself grow as a photographer? When you look back at some of your early work, do you wish you could reshoot it? Or do you look back and say, you know, that was a real moment. I maybe can see it more objectively and I'm really proud of it.
A little bit of both, for sure. There's some days I got lucky, no doubt. And then, yeah, there's definitely days I wish I could, you know, just be back at that moment, you know, with a few years under belt. But, yeah, it's all been, God, it's been an incredible journey.
What's the program at Black Hills State like? How did it help you become the photographer you are today?
It laid the foundation, hands down, for where I am today.
How so?
Oh, how so? Well, first time I was in a dark room, for sure. You know, the basics of f-stops and apertures, and probably more importantly, like how to see, you know, through the lens and whatnot, and how to put things inside that little box in a way that, in a way that speaks to people, hopefully, so that, you know, everybody gets to come along on the journey.
Most dangerous assignment. You must get asked that a lot. But what stands out in your mind?
God, most dangerous assignment. Oh, I don't know. Maybe driving to Ixtlac, the 5.5 hours south of Cancun might be that. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. We ran into lemon sharks in the Bahamas once. That was terrifying. Well, yeah. They're not that bad, but these were large. They seemed to want to eat us, so that was... Yeah, probably not dangerous, but definitely a bit thrilling. And then, you know, shooting like in Yosemite, up on El Cap, or God, in the desert. In fact, the desert is probably the most dangerous thing I've ever done. You don't really think about it while you're there, but, you know, loose rock and rusty bolts and things like that are, probably the least desirable thing to be.
Where do you want to go that you haven't been yet? Where do you want to, you know, what's on your list of dream shoots?
Oh, man. I'd like to go to Bulgaria. I haven't been to Bulgaria yet. I'd like to do that. I haven't been to El Chaltén down in southern Patagonia. I haven't been there yet. I'd like to do that soon. God, I'd like to spend maybe a month at home. That would not be bad. Three ideals on the short
list. You can see Jeremiah Watt at Black Hills State University tonight, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Jonas Hall, room 305. And you can find his artwork, jeremiahwattphotography.com. Follow him on Instagram. We'll put some links on our website after the show at listen.sdpb.org. Thank you so much for being here.
Right on. Thank you.